Chapter 6. This is the hopeful foundation upon which at or about the fifth year the formal education of every child in a really civilized community ought to begin. Footnote. One may note here, perhaps, the desirability too often disregarded by over-solicitous parents, and particularly by the parents of the solitary children who are now so common, of keeping the child a little out of focus, letting it play by itself whenever it will, never calling attention to it in a manner that awakens it to the fact of an audience, never talking about it in its presence. Solitary children commonly get too much control. They are forced and beguiled upward, rather than allowed to grow. Their egotism is overstimulated, and they miss many of the benefits of play and competition. It seems a pity too, in the case of so many well-to-do people, that having equipped nurseries they should not put them to a fuller use if in no other way than by admitting foster children. None of this has been very fully analyzed. Of course, there are enormous areas of valuable research in these matters waiting for people of intelligence and leisure, or of intelligence and means, but the opinion that solitary children are handicapped by their loneliness is very strong. It is nearly certain that as a rule they make less agreeable boys and girls, but to me at any rate it is not nearly so certain that they make adult failures. It would be interesting to learn just what proportion of solitary children there is on the roll of those who have become great in our world. One thinks of John Ruskin, a particularly fine specimen of the highly focused single son. Prig perhaps he was, but this world has a certain need of such prigs. A correspondent, a schoolmistress of experience, who has collected statistics in her own neighborhood, is strongly of opinion, not only that solitary children are below the average, but that all elder children are inferior in quality. I do not believe this, but it would be interesting and valuable if someone could find time for a wide and thorough investigation of this question. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.